many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachung. Our text for reflection is 1 Corinthians 3, 5 to 10. Paul's letter to the church in Corinth. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, the verses 5 to 10. What, after all, is Apollos, and what is Paul? Only servants through whom you came to believe as the Lord has assigned to each his task. I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God has been making it grow. So neither the one who plants nor the one who waters is anything but only God who makes things grow. The one who plants and the one who waters have one purpose, and they will each be rewarded according to their own labor. For we are co-workers in God's service. You are God's field, God's building. By the grace God has given me, I laid a foundation as a wise builder, and someone else is building on it, but each one should build with care. Let us reflect on the theme, harmonizing diversity in the symphony of faith. Harmonizing diversity in the symphony of faith. This passage invites us to reflect on the interplay between leadership, divine sovereignty, communal diversity, and the responsibility of each believer in the church's life. Paul and Apollos are not elevated figures, but humble servants, instrumental in God's grand design. Their roles illuminate a paradigm shift where church leadership is viewed not as a pedestal of authority, but as a path of servanthood. This reorientation towards servant leadership undercuts the tendency to idolize leaders, fostering a spirit of unity as the congregation unites not under a leader, but under the shared purpose of faith. But this text is also about divine choreography in church growth. The passage eloquently reminds us that while human efforts are involved, I planted, Apollos watered, it is ultimately God who orchestrates the growth. This acknowledgement that growth, both personal and communal, is God-driven, invites congregations to a posture of trust and unity. It shifts the focus from human achievement to divine grace, binding the community together in a shared dependence on God's providential care. My dear friends, as Paul plants and Apollos waters, we see a celebration of diverse roles and gifts. This diversity is not a source of division, but a symbol of the very threads that strengthen the church's fabric. Recognizing that each role, from the most public to the most behind the scenes, contributes indispensably to the church's life, encourages a culture of mutual respect and harmony. Paul's reference to laying a foundation that others build upon speaks to the mindful contribution each believer must make. It is a call to thoughtful, intentional living within the church community. Each word, action, and decision is a brick in the edifice of the church and should thus be chosen with care and love, always aiming towards the edification and growth of the whole body. There are two questions for reflection. One, how can we as individuals and a community embody the servant leadership model in our daily interactions within the church? Number two, in what ways can we more fully embrace and celebrate the diverse gifts and roles within our church community, seeing them as essential components of our collective growth? Heavenly Father, in your wisdom, you have called us into a diverse yet unified body of believers. Help us to embrace our roles as humble servants, trusting in your sovereign hand for growth. Teach us to value and celebrate each unique gift within our community, weaving them into a harmonious tapestry of faith. May our actions and words be mindful, always building each other up in love. Unite us, Lord, in our diversity as we seek to glorify you in all that we do. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen.